This Saturday at 10:30 p.m. live and live streamed at the UCB Theater in L.A., Jonathan Braylock and I will be performing with other members of Astronomy Club and special guests in RIPDEI2, Black from the Dead. We are black at it again, laying DEI to rest with some improv comedy. For tickets, go to UCBComedy.com. They're $10 in advance or $15 at the door, live in L.A. or live streamed worldwide, and that link is available for up to 1 week after the show. Again, it's RIPDEI2 this Saturday at 10:30 p.m., go to UCBComedy.com.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. This month, in March, we're taking a moment to celebrate women.
Yep.
Let's go.
It's International Women's Day. That's is right. In March. Mm-hmm. And let's be real.
Wow.
Okay, we all have women in our lives. They play very, very important roles in society. And they are often underappreciated.
Give them love.
Undercelebrated.
Appreciate them.
So maybe take a moment to celebrate, you know, a woman in your life. I'm going to take a moment to celebrate my wife.
Yes.
An extraordinary woman of a multitude of talents. She is an incredible actor. She's an incredible friend and partner. Kind,
if she's looking at you
caring.
Right now, Braylock, just blink twice.
She's actually not here, which I'm kind of like, I gotta make her listen to this.
No. No, man, it makes sense. I always think about that as like, you know, to be honest, most of the reason I stay employed is women in my life will refer me to different jobs, check in, make sure I am safe. I can honestly say almost every big job I've ever gotten in my life, I've been referred to by a friend or a family member or just somebody I've met, a colleague, but they usually are always women.
And we want y'all, the listeners, to, you know, just take a moment to just think of pause and reflect on the roles that, you know, that women play and the expectations that are placed on them and the pressures that they may feel, you know, and just be, you know, and think about that, you know, and therapy can help create a balance, set healthy boundaries, and support overall well-being for everyone.
Your emotional well-being matters. Find support and feel lighter in therapy.
Yeah. So sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com.
Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump on Patreon. Patreon City, as Sarah would say.
Those are breasts. This is Mary, and this is Martha, and these are titties, or whatever the names were.
Amazing. I think that was right. I think, yeah.
Mary and Martha?
Yeah. No, you, like that. Those little things.
Those are
those little things you have. These are titties. I thought it was so funny they made her character kind of like the bad guy a lot, which I was like, she's the most delightful person here. So it was very strange. Anyway, first of all, let's just acknowledge that there's only two of us here right now. Usually, yes. We're the 6888.
Wow. that doesn't even track what you're saying. Usually we're the 6888.
Yeah. It's usually more than two.
No. Okay, well, I guess it works. I guess I'll accept it. Because why not? Because honestly, there's nothing else. This is all we
have
anymore.
Well, I mean, here's the thing.
This is all we have anymore.
So there technically three of us host the podcast, right?
Don't start doing math. That's not going to make any sense at all. Okay, wait, no. So normally there's three of us. Okay, how does... Okay.
Normally,
make the rest of it work.
Normally there's three of us, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But, and you know, it typically in a podcast, you have one person who is a producer. Okay.
Okay.
Now we're up to four.
Right.
Okay. Then there's the audience, and that's five.
No. The audience right? is how many? How many?
The audience is collective. The audience collective is five.
Is five.
And
okay.
And then, of course, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is always there. So that's six. So we're the
our
six.
Lord and Savior. That's not everybody. Hold on. You roped the audience in. That's not everybody's Lord and Savior. So what do you can't call no, you can't I'm say saying, it's all, all of right. us.
However you want to, whatever name you want to give. But that's the six.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
but we're then, a triple.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair. I'll take that.
Okay. And then eight is what we rank out of 10, the podcast.
Out of 10?
Yeah, we're an eight.
That's,
this podcast is an 8 out of 10.
I don't know how to feel. I did feel something when you said it. When you said it, I felt something, and I was like, I don't know if I should feel offended that we aren't a 10 out of 10, or if you're being generous by being calling generous. Us an 8
Probably
out of 10.
Probably being generous.
I'm not sure which one it is. I'm not
Just
sure.
Just be real.
Wow. All right.
Listen, this actually is a film review podcast, and we typically review the films of leading Black actors. We talk about them in the context of race and diversity Hollywood. Three of us typically host this. The voice you're listening to right now, that honestly, I'm not going to go to war.
You're just not.
I think it's over for me.
No part of you would ever. Okay.
Now, and when I say that, I specifically mean fighting. Will I engage in some of the administrative duties of war?
Oh, okay. Yes. So you're saying, you know, if, you know, depending on the cause,
exactly.
You would contribute on an administrative level.
Yeah.
On a clerical, like, you know, if you want me to file something,
right.
If you want me okay,
send
all right.
mail.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is, they was there. So that's,
yeah,
you know, I can be on the home front, you know,
right.
Like I can be receiving the package.
Yeah.
You know,
handing out the letters.
So long as that's not where if that's not where the fighting is actively right. happening, probably, yeah, maybe. All right.
I forgot to say that my name is Jonathan Braylock.
I disrupted it, but yes. Okay.
And that's okay.
And this voice, who would probably like not be involved in any capacity, is James III.
And Gerard's not here.
No, he's not feeling sick. He's not feeling.
He's
well.
Sick, which immediately means he wouldn't be a part of this. He wouldn't like. He got a
it
little
just means,
cough,
yeah.
And then he's not here. Like, come on, he's
because they
here.
Show them coughing. They zoomed in on everybody coughing. They
Let's
was like
real.
Making sure we saw that they were sick and they were still working. So
yeah,
wait, hold on. Can I clarify? Because my voice is also the voice that would like strongly consider. You know, strongly consider.
What would you be considering again?
I would also only be considering like clerical administrative.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, exactly. You know, no, I can't be behind enemy lines. I can't be in.
Murdering people.
I can't. And then like, I don't know if I can be in charge of too much, you know.
Right.
Because I think it would overwhelm me.
Right.
But I guess I'm ignoring that there's an element of training that gets you to like. Being ready to withstand certain things.
Well, yeah,
that
is true.
I'm not giving myself that credit of that. I'm just sort of thinking of in advance. You know, I don't know what level of like basic training or whatever I could do. So
I just wouldn't like. It would be hard to believe in the cause. I just there is something
sure.
about solving these issues through violence that just feels like it just. Doesn't like
it
I know
be the
it,
way
it can't be the way
it can't be the way this movie started and I was like this can't be the I know this is the most movie this is the most movies made about war there is
this is the war that most war movies
that's what,
are
I,
about.
That's what I was trying
yeah,
that
yeah,
was
yeah,
the
yeah.
phrase
this
I was
is
trying
the
to
war
express.
That most war movies are about correct
but this started and I just went they don't need to be
right.
certainly don't need to be doing all
and
this
the reason that this is the war that most war movies are about is this is pretty much the only if you really think about it this is really the only war that feels ultimately that people are like, we had to fight this war. And yeah. and it's hard to argue that we didn't have to fight it
yeah.
in some capacity. Yeah. Now, what we did in it, you could easily argue, not necessary.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
Shouldn't have been dropping atomic bombs on.
Nope. Mm-mm, absolutely not.
On civilians. Not. No.
Of course not.
Yeah.
And it also sort of feels like they were like, I ain't going to talk too much about this, but it also sort of feels like they were like, this is where we can drop it. And you know what I mean? Like, sure. it just sort of feels like they were like, for as much, those are real people who lost their lives and you know, and complete areas destroyed. But it was like very much like them being like, this is where we will test it. And yeah. you know what I mean? Like, it Absolutely. Was very like, we have decided that this is where it's going to be and we won't do it anywhere else. And yeah. we will stop, and we have stopped, but you know yeah, what I mean?
100%. Now, this isn't a political podcast, but
no, certainly not.
You know, we are reviewing the film, The 6888, directed by Tyler Perry.
Yes. Written by also.
Oh,
that's a question.
Probably.
I don't know. I
yeah,
assume,
no, of course. Yeah. Written by Tyler Perry. And directed by Tyler
someone
Perry.
Maybe did a book. Is this
yeah, yeah. It's based off of, it's an adapted screenplay.
Okay, all right.
But it obviously based off of real life as well.
Yes. Yeah, they had she was at the end of this. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
The book was called Fighting a Two-Front War, which.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yes, and it stars Kerry Washington.
That's what it was.
Brief cameo by Oprah. That is what it was. We also have Dean Norris in this as the racist bad guy, who's our general, who's an American general. Ebony Obsidian,
she was great. What
Milana Jackson?
In? Oh, she was on Sisters. They was like, here's a movie.
Yeah.
TP was like, hey, here's a movie real quick. Oh, wow. Her credits are, well, we've seen her in If Beale Street Could Talk, but her credit, I mean, Wu-Tang's American Saga, she's in 5 episodes of that.
Oh.
Ebony working.
I never saw Hunters. She's in 6 episodes of that. I know people like it. You also have, what's that? Shanice Shante. Who played Johnny May?
Yes.
What was I going to say? Oh, just that, you know, it is, by the way, Women's History Month. Shout out.
Hey, by the way, sidebar.
Black History Month, Jen sent it. And also, hey, we're in a war again. What do you know? What do you know? What do you know? America's bombing Iran.
Wouldn't you know it?
Wouldn't you know it?
As we speak. I gotta say, I had like a little, like a small get together for my 40th. And that was maybe the second thing somebody said to me. They said happy birthday. And then it was like, but also let's talk about Iran and we did. And we were both miserable, but we talked about it.
Right.
Because we had to.
Yeah. This movie is a Netflix film. I believe it came out right out on Netflix. It was released December 2024. A budget of $70 million, which is pretty high for a Tyler Perry feature, I would say.
Yeah. And what was it? It was all of the period costumes. It was the VFX. It was, I mean, you know, how much went to, I mean, this is a pretty stacked cast. Like every white person is famous, right? Like
they're not in it that much. Like Sam Waterston is in it, but he's barely in it. Susan Sarandon is in it, but she's not in it a lot.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I'm sure the VFX took a huge part of it. And there's a lot of people. Like, there's a lot of actors. There's a lot of actors in this.
A lot of people.
And I think that was like.
And then as a result, you need large crews. You need large costuming crews. Department. You need a large makeup department. You need.
Yeah. Right. Fun fact, this was nominated for an Oscar.
It was?
Yeah, for best song. Best original song. The Journey. Diane Warren. Who, I don't know who that is. She looks white to me. Which is, there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm pretty sure she's white. Yeah. But, you know, Tyler Perry can be like, yo.
Yeah, no, there's certainly nothing wrong with being white. You mean white? You mean we're talking about black films? There was a white woman.
Well, it's just, you know, the Academy Awards are coming out.
Wrong with the fact
we're
that
about to come out soon, and yeah, this is a movie about black women, and the one Oscar nomination it gets is a white woman.
Right. Sure.
Tessa just texted me. I'm actively mad that you said you would do administrative work for the military in war. No, you shall not be. I think she's thinking current administration. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, she didn't hear my side of it where I added, if you believe in the cause. Tell her that.
Right.
Tell her that she didn't hear. Your headphones are on. She didn't hear me say. But also hilarious that Tessa heard that and also needed to reprimand you.
And then she wanted me to note that her saying The Journey, but the nomination and the win, if this didn't win, but if it had won, the songwriter is the person who gets that.
Oh.
Usually the artist is one of the people who write it, but not the case for this.
Okay.
Like, you know, when like Billie Eilish won for Bond and for Barbie.
Yeah, I was going to say
her and her brother.
But forgot about both.
Yeah, she won for she's a 2-time Oscar winner. Can you believe
it? Hell yeah. I can believe it, but it is also like you also want to be surprised at the same time. Yeah.
I mean, she's very young. It's pretty nuts.
Yeah. No, yeah. Extremely. But she was out here. She was dropping them bangers.
She was.
She was dropping them bangers. Both of them songs is bangers. Okay. What Was I Made For? And then the Bond one, which I can't sing right now, but it had all the Bond stuff it needed to have. They all do though, right? Like, aren't they all sort of, you know, you can sort of put them
almost
all next
almost
to each
every
other.
Time, almost every time, like a Bond, I mean, every Bond song I think is pretty much nominated, and like a lot of times they win.
Did Die Another Day win though? Because that shit was fire.
That's a good question. I don't know. Wait, is that how it went?
Yes, it was techno.
Oh, wow.
That was what was going. That Scott was what was
said,
hot
I don't
at
think
the time.
I'm sure it was nominated.
Okay, yeah.
Well, what you just saying definitely shouldn't have won.
I think it should have. No, I think it should have.
Well, goodness. Producer Skylar also mentioned that Diane Warren has famously been nominated for Best Original Song upwards of 20 times and has never won.
Dog, why they keep doing this?
And Billie Eilish out here, like, I already got two in the bag.
Why are they doing this? It's like when they threw the Oscar at Eminem, but then they gave it to 3-6 Mafia shortly thereafter for doing the exact same thing because they were like, I think we have to. They were like, we did just give it to Eminem for doing basically this. I guess we'll give it to 3-6 Mafia.
That's so real. Die Another Day wasn't even nominated for an Oscar. That song wasn't even nominated.
Oh. Dang.
Anyway, I feel like we're stalling.
We are.
This film has a 53%. Excuse me. 56% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, there you go. 56%.
72% audience score.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously didn't make... It came out on Netflix, so...
Jonathan Braylock.
James III.
Drop Milligan. Jamie McGinn.
What more can I say?
You know what it is.
Black men can jump.
Black actors, man.
Black actors.
All right.
This Saturday at 10:30 p.m. live and live streamed at the UCB Theater in LA, Jonathan Braylock and I will be performing with other members of Astronomy Club and special guests in RIP DEI 2, Black from the Dead. We are black at it again, laying DEI to rest with some improv comedy. For tickets, go to ucbcomedy.com. They're $10 in advance or $15 at the door, live in LA or live streamed worldwide, and that link is available for up to 1 week after the show. Again, it's RIP DEI 2 this Saturday at 10:30 p.m. Go to ucbcomedy.com.